It's the European show. We're back after our regular sort of 4 weekish sort of break. It's not meant to be 4 weeks. It's just that I cancel shows every 2 weeks. So sorry for that. Today, joined by the regular crew, Mo Stewart and Rebecca Knight. And we've got a newbie.
Hello.
Newbie. Kiva has joined us. Kiva O'Neill has joined us to see if she can stand the heat of the European show.
It's a bit intense.
It's intense, like a sauna in here. And the heat and producing. Mo, we're going to start in Monaco, and what a lovely place to start. A sad one for me, actually. Leonardo Jardim loses his job. Thierry Henry is the new Monaco manager. But I sort of want to start with Jardim, and the most difficult job in football is now over for him.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard not to feel sympathy for him. He's always going to be remembered as the guy who beat Money PSG to the title. No one's ever going to take that away from him. But you do get the impression he's kind of been working with one hand behind his back. I mean,
two hands, two legs, I guess.
Yeah, at least. And maybe one hand over his eye as well. But when you look at it from a kind of a neutral standpoint, they were in the relegation zone. They'd not won since the first game of the season. The reality is, in those situations, more often than not, the manager's going to get the bullet. But given what we were saying before about how he basically saved them from the last time they went on a spending spree, he was the one who was having to deal with all of those players being sold out. 750 million euros worth of talent was sold out in 4 years.
It's unbelievable.
It is a ridiculous amount. And that's even before you start to think about the jagged inflation you see in some of the other clubs spending. So what he did for them, I feel like it's been underappreciated above him, but certainly not within the fans and certainly not within the team as well.